Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Joan Marie Niehaus was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his."
A huge multitude that no one could count stood before the throne and before the Lamb,
clothed in white robes with palms in their hands.
And they shouted aloud,
"Salvation belongs to our God upon the throne and to the Lamb.
O rejoice in the Lord, you righteous.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen."
A huge multitude that no one could count stood before the throne and before the Lamb,
clothed in white robes with palms in their hands.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you were dead. Now you are alive forever. Strengthen us who must die soon, so that we turn from our sins and follow you through this world, and then follow on through death into life everlasting. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. "Oh, that my words were written, oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me." This is the word of the Lord. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing.
Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name.
For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 5th chapter. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Eric, Chrissy, and Bruce, Michael and Tu, Seneca, Maya, Gianna, Enzo, family and friends of Joan Niehaus, the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and even more than his peace, the life and joy that he brings. You may be seated. Jesus said a lot of things, but among the things that he said, a couple of them stick out to me as being very fitting for today. Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." He said, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." That they may have life and have it abundantly. That my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. And Joan took Jesus at his word. When she dove into the Christian faith, as I understand it more deeply from Eric, one time she picked up the Bible and he came home and she said, "Why didn't I ever know this?" When she dove into the Christian faith, she dove in headfirst and she dove in all the way, as she did with most of life. "Abide in my love." And did she ever? She heard what Jesus promised and she said, "Sure, I'll abide in your love and I'll have it all. You, Jesus, and your abundant life and the full joy with more to come and dessert first too. Preferably blueberry, lemon, and dark chocolate." And to all of that I say, amen. But that hasn't ended. You know, we gather here with joy mixed with sorrow, but that abundant life and that fullness of joy isn't ended. July 11th didn't bring that to a close. It just brought a change of location for Joan. And she's known many places in her life. Now that life that she enjoys, that joy that she enjoys, it isn't centered on Fitchburg or Ashburnham, Ethiopia or England, Israel or Hubbardston or Lunenburg. And honestly, the more I hear about Joan, the more it seems to me that this world wasn't big enough for her. She was made for this, and she was made for more. And she knew it. And as her obituary noted, now she's finally gone through the gate and she finally sees what's on the other side of the great wall between heaven and earth. And it may be hard for us and sad for us, but it's not hard or sad for her in the least. She is present tense with Jesus. Her soul is alive and more full of joy than it ever was even here. And it was full of joy here, for sure. And her body. Well, there's more ahead for that as well. Because we believe that when Jesus comes again on the last day, he'll raise Joan and all the dead and give eternal life to her, body and soul reunited, and to all who believe. It was lovely last night to hear some of the family stories, and you had a little taste of that from Chrissy today as well. It gave all of us who were there a deeper appreciation for Joan. And it seems to me that even though she has died, she's still sharing her joy with us today. I mean, you tasted the dessert. You see the flowers, you smell them wafting through the air. Even Solomon in all his glory wasn't arrayed like one of these. But I dare say that Joan, with her cooking and sewing abilities, could give the lilies and the birds of the air a run for their money. Someone said as we were preparing that it looks like a wedding. Or perhaps we could say that it looks like Easter Sunday. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Of course, we know that it wasn't all family and fun and hobbies and sports for Joan. She rested in the love of Jesus, and she wrestled with Jesus. She praised Jesus, and she cried out to Jesus. She suffered. I know there was miscarriage in the marriage. And of course, we know the last 18 months for her, although she looked often at peace following her brain aneurysm, it wasn't easy. In her personal Bible that she read frequently, she underlined many things, and it was striking that she underlined quite a few things in the book of Job. If you're not familiar with Job's story, let me tell you a little bit about it. It goes like this, and this is a couple of thousand years ago. Job was a man who had a good life. He had it all. He believed in God. He had riches, he had land, he had animals, he had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he even prayed for them every day that God would forgive their sins if they'd done anything wrong. And then over the course of the first 2 chapters, Satan asks to test him, and Job loses everything. Loses his wealth, his land, his animals, worst of all, his children. All 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his own health. And that makes the words of Job 19 that we heard read so poignant. You imagine losing everything and then saying this, "Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever." What words? His complaints, his sorrows, this: "For I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me." Joan believed this, and she yearned for this, for the fulfillment of this promise, to see her God in the flesh, to behold him with her own eyes, to have every tear wiped away and every sorrow ended and all things put right. And she believed that Jesus would do it. And he will. He will do it in his time. Time is an interesting thing. When Joan had that aneurysm, many of you know that Eric had one prayer. And that prayer was that he could see her blue eyes again. Eric, how many times? The accountant in you probably kept track somewhere, I would guess. But he saw those eyes again and again and again. And when her last hour drew near, he had 2 requests. That she would die peacefully and that he would be present. And those prayers were answered. The word that captures Joan for me is the word zest. We describe people as having a zest for life, and Joan had that, but I honestly think that she didn't just have zest for life, that she was the zest of life. When I saw the family photo last night from maybe 10 years ago or so, that said it all to me. Right in the center of the picture, bringing all the color to it, was Joan. Red blouse, red hair, blue eyes. In some ways, it seems to me that she was like a child at play. A child who could delight in the good of this world, and she could enjoy and delight in this world because she knew her Father in heaven, and she knew the care of her brother Jesus, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are the sheep of His pasture. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. She was like a sheep, enjoying the pasture because she knew who she was and the love and care that He had for her. She knew the One who is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said to His disciples, and He says it to each of you here today, He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in Me. Believe in God. In My Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, it logically follows I will come again and will take you to Myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." And the disciples said, "We don't have any clue what you're talking about, Jesus. We don't know where you're going, and we don't know how to get there." And Jesus said, "It's really simple. I am the way and the truth and the life." When Joni found out the way, she never forgot it. When she learned where Jesus was going, to the cross, to the grave, to the sky, and coming again, she set out to follow Him. She knew that she couldn't go wrong if she did that. And she wanted, and still wants, us to know Him as well. To believe in God and believe in Jesus, His Son, and to follow on the way that leads to eternal life. Joan went through things in this life. She went through the sufferings that produced endurance, that produced character, that produces hope, that does not put us to shame. Because God's love was poured into her heart. The love that He had for her and for you by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die upon the cross. It's such a strange thing, isn't it? That what brings us life and what brings us joy and what brings us peace with the Heavenly Father is the very thing that brought the suffering and death and shame and torture to Jesus. But it's true. This was the great exchange that Jesus made. He said, "I'll take your sin. I'll take your death. And you can have My life and My joy. And not just for a moment, but you can have it forever." And that's what Joni has. And that's why we gather in here now, not only to remember and give thanks for Joan, as we do, but also to rejoice and celebrate what she believed and has, and what we would believe as well. Jesus Christ has come. He has died. He is risen. He lives. And so Joan lives. And He is coming again. And every eye shall see Him. And every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. May you this day have in Jesus that life and that joy and that peace. In His name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of our sister Joan, and to all who mourn, comfort in their grief, and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, hear your disciples as we pray, for we long to leave and be with you, which is far better. When we are with you, we need nothing else on earth, but we are always with you. You lead us by the hand, you guide us with your counsel, and afterward, you will take us into glory. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. How beautiful is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! Our souls long, they ache for the courts of the living God. We shall be satisfied when we awake to see your face. Until then, as you have taught us, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Now, Lord, you dismiss your servant in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen the salvation you prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and
resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord Jesus, God and Savior, we thank you for every earthly gift you gave to Joan in this world, from life itself to the love of those who are gathered here now, and for every gift, earthly and heavenly, that you gave to us through her, especially through her life as a wife, mother, grandmother, and friend. But above all, we thank you that you loved her and carried her sins in your own body on the cross, and that you rose from your grave to find her, and through your church held out to her your wounded hands, and through your word and sacraments gave her forgiveness of all her sins and eternal life.
O Christ, judge and master of us all, grant that all of us who loved her here may now look to your love, that we may grasp your hands, scarred of us, and believe and receive your forgiveness. Give each of us grace to follow you in this life, that each of us may also leave this life with you and enter the paradise prepared for those who love you. Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.